Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. We would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports, and you can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. It is time to talk some college basketball. That's right, it is time to hoop it up, and few experience the sports rival of Cameron Indoor Stadium during a Duke Blue Devils home game. The Cameron Crazies have plenty of reasons to justify their passion as the men's basketball team is set to defend the NC2A championship following the team's fifth tournament victory. There's a brand new book that's out, 100 Things Duke Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, and we are so honored to have with us. He's been associated with Duke University for many, many years. He is the author and a former SID. That is Johnny Moore. Good evening. It's nice to have you with us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
Well, before we dive into the book, Johnny, give us the pulse on the Duke season so far. Here we are, and it is hard to believe that we're already in the month of December. What do you see so far?
Well, you know, the big thing about college basketball now is that every team is different. You know, coaches used to always preach that all the time, but actually every college basketball team seems to be different now with one and done. Duke lost three guys last year off their national championship team to the pros, so you have to reload and bring in a bunch of new people and put them together. And so far, this team's kind of meshing well. A young man by the name of Brandon Ingram had a great game against Indiana on Wednesday night. And then Grayson Allen, who's a sophomore, who actually made it so Duke won their national championship in 2015 with his performance in the final minutes of the game in the national championship game last year. Grayson's really coming on. Averaging over 20 points a game and playing well. So they're starting to mesh together. I found November and December basketball to be a time where you can watch kind of the evolution of players, the way teams mesh together. And, of course, Krzyzewski is one of the best at putting a team together.
The Duke Blue Devils currently 7-1, and we are going one-on-one with author Johnny Moore, who's joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're shining the spotlight on his new book, 100 Things Duke Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. One more quick hit on the Dukie Blue Devils. As you're talking about new players, fresh faces in the month of December, I mean, how is the chemistry? Are they really coming together? And how far do you think this team will go? Will they be in that national championship run again?
Well, you know, I've always been one of the people who believe that you need a point guard to be successful in college basketball. And Mike's taken a young man by the name of Matt Jones out of Houston, Texas. He's a sophomore. Yes. And really turning him into our point guard. And so he's beginning to develop that role. This team could go a long ways. I think there's, you know, a couple of really strong teams. I think Kentucky's really a good basketball team, but as everybody saw, UCLA knocked them off last night. So there's a lot of different things can happen. I tell you what, I've been doing this a long time. This is almost 40-some years in the business, and injuries will play the key, I believe, in who goes the farthest as it comes down toward the end of the year.
Yes, injuries always are a major factor. I've got to ask you, you know, this is the week of Kobe Bryant, and, of course, him announcing his retirement at the end of the 2015-2016 season. What about Mike Krzyzewski? What about Coach K? How much longer do you envision that he's going to stick around and coach in college basketball?
Well, you know, I don't see him slowing down at all. It's amazing. He recruits. We got in a great recruiting class for next year coming in already. It's amazing the way he goes at it. He loves to coach basketball. In February of 2017, he'll turn 70. So, you know, I'm kind of looking at that period in there after Mike turns 70. Where he'll really take a look and decide what he wants to do.
You know, you have been affiliated and associated with Duke University for many, many years and spent a lot of time around Coach K. What do you appreciate about him the most, Johnny?
Well, first off, I have been very lucky to be around Mike for all those years. I think of him as a friend much more than a coach. He's really a great guy.
Uh-huh.
He's a guy to help you any way he could help you at any time. He's just a really good person, great family, his wife. Nikki is just a wonderful person and his daughters. But when it comes to coaching basketball, I think it's his intensity, the fact that every game, every play, every minute, every practice is big and important, and he makes you understand that sometimes in life you need to be that way the same way. Every show you do, every time you go to work, everything you do, you need to do it the best you possibly can.
So many memorable seasons when you talk about Duke basketball and, of course, the brand-new book that is out, 100 Things Duke Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Tell us about this insightful and heartfelt book.
Well, we really tried to look at a lot of different things with Duke. I know a lot of people know Duke from the television era. which I count from like 92 forward, 91 forward during that time frame. So we try to go back and show about Duke basketball, the Final Fours they played in before Krzyzewski got here, the players like Mike Jaminski, Jack Maron, Jeff Mullins, some of the great names in college basketball. Give you a little history of the Duke family, how successful they were in the tobacco business, and how they made their money and made Duke such a great university. So we kind of look at everything so you'll have a real feeling for what Duke basketball and Duke University is all about.
And it's not just about the players and the coaches, but it's really, as a fan, how to maximize that game day experience, correct?
Yeah, we really do. You know, to go by, Duke has a beautiful chapel in the middle of campus. And to go by and see the chapel, to go to the gardens and the Duke gardens right on campus, to understand everything that goes on with it. So you have a little more history. To understand the history of Cameron Indoor Stadium, one quick story, Duke played in the Rose Bowl in football in 1938 in Pasadena, made $400,000 off of it, kept that money, and built Duke Indoor Stadium, which became Cameron Indoor Stadium. So kind of how things happen and how the basis of everything is.
Okay, a couple of players that we definitely have to highlight, two of my favorites, Bobby Hurley and Christian Laettner. We'll never forget when he made that big, big shot, huh?
Christian's the kind of player that if he plays for you and your team, uh-huh, you love him. If he plays against him,
you hate him.
You hate him, okay? I love Christian. Christian's one of the nicest young men. Worked very closely with him. He's a great guy to this day. But I tell you what, you know, if he's against you, he's going to win. He's one of the fiercest competitors. And Bobby was one of the smarter players I've ever been around. He grew a lot. His first year and a half wasn't real great at Duke. And then he really developed into being a great basketball player.
Johnny Moore with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports. And anytime you talk about so many of the greats that have been a part of the Duke men's basketball program, you also have to highlight Danny Ferry. Talk to us about Danny. What did you share in the book?
Well, you know, Danny was one of the guys who actually made Christian a better player. Danny was at Duke when Christian first came as a freshman. And him going together, I mean, I watched those practices. Christian Laettner going against Danny Ferry every day was a ball. And Danny made Christian a better player. And Danny was quite a basketball player for us and is a great friend at the university.
Hey, Johnny Moore with us just a couple more minutes right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And it also turned back the hands of time, a look back at the 1979 matchup with the University of Carolina and how Duke finished the first half leading 7-0.
Well, that was a young man by the name that so many people know in the broadcast business, Jim Spanarkle. That was Jimmy Spanarkle's senior game at Duke. And so Coach Smith really thought he could take the air out of the senior day events, kind of take the emotion out by holding the ball the first half. And so he held the ball the first half. Carolina missed one shot. Richie Onaker shot an air ball. And Duke was ahead 7-0 at halftime. I'll never forget Bill Foster was our coach at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that's pretty good defense in the first half now. And they handled it. One of the funniest things about it was at halftime, they weren't sure how to prepare for the second half, so they went ahead and prepared like they were going to play the game, which was a 40-40 game in the second half.
As I understand, the book provides some analysis of the championship season, including that 2015 victory over Wisconsin.
Well, this was a strong team last year that had a really good point guard, and Tyus Jones would be as young as he was. Okafor is a really strong player, but the Winslow kid who now plays down in Miami was just a great basketball player. But in the end, those guys had played so hard for Duke and Ohio State that it took, I mean, Duke and Wisconsin, that Grayson Allen was the kid came off the bench and made like 9 straight points and was so crucial in the fact he was able to bring in that energy that you needed at that point in the game. And that's what won the game for Duke. So it's funny sometimes with all the analysis that's done with stuff that if the guy that comes off the bench, one of your reserves, that wins the national championship for you.
Johnny Moore is a producer for the radio and television networks at Duke University. He's been involved with Duke Athletics for nearly 40 years. He is also the co-author of The Blue Divide and, of course, the new book that is out, 100 Things Duke Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. It's the perfect Christmas gift. We encourage you to go out and get a copy. You can go to Amazon.com. Johnny, thank you so much for joining us tonight, okay?
Thank you so much. Enjoyed it quite a bit.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead right here in the fastest 2 hours in radio at YSR. You stay close.